Hello and welcome to Hot or Not, the best segment on the Funny Business Podcast. I just had a sip of water. My mouth is very moist. It's wet.
Yeah?
I don't know. I couldn't really get it out, so I spoke really fast.
I was just making sure that which drink bottle you pulled out. You know, you left one in my car all the time. You're a known... Can I call you out on a certain behaviour at the moment?
Oh, please. Yeah. Please. On air. Yes.
On air?
Yeah, go.
You like to leave things in my car.
Yeah. Like presents and like golf balls.
Not presents.
I've got some golf balls for you.
Yeah, no. Yeah, look, it's nice. What are you trying to say?
No,
I'm saying more like if you have a can of Coke,
yeah,
that can of Coke's still in there.
Do you not reckon I'd take them out?
If you have like, say we go out and we have sushi.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, the box that you've had sushi in is just at your feet where you get out of the car.
But I feel like probably once a month we sort of, we clean your car.
We cover
car,
yeah.
And then it goes in my bin sometimes. Yes.
Your rubbish, yeah. Your rubbish goes in your bin.
I clean your car out once a month with all my trash.
Yeah.
And some of your trash too.
There's not
you leave much. Shit in there too. I just thought that's just normal behaviour.
That's acceptable for me.
But I just thought, is this a trash car? Are we literally just throwing all our stuff in here? Is that what you do here?
Yeah, we don't.
Because you got all your empty Vs and that down the side. I suppose I should put mine in there.
Car, mate. I haven't been on the V bandwagon in the past three days.
You're just on water. And if you're feeling funky,
double coffee.
Cordial.
No cordial.
Double coffee.
Yeah.
Do you do double poos or one poo?
Two coffees now before 8:30.
Yeah, how many poos though?
I don't know, just normal bowel movements, mate.
Yeah, but what are the times? Like, give us the times.
I don't need to. It's just a normal.
No, not for pooing, for drinking the coffee.
6:30.
Yeah. Like, as soon as you're up or not? You're up at 5, aren't you?
6:30 and 8 o'clock.
Yeah, okay.
I reckon?
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah? So I'm feeling fully buzzed by 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So you
feel the full effects of caffeine, eh?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it still.
Do you make your coffees or do you get M too?
M makes the coffees.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's really good at making the coffees.
That's fine.
She does a really good milk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the pork. Because sometimes even like when you've made me coffees here too, I've noticed, because we've got the same machine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, actually we do, yeah.
You actually don't always get it into the right espresso range for your pours. Because you're a filter. I know how you do
it. Yeah, yeah.
You pride yourself on making your filters and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're the best at making lattes.
Oh, for the people who I've made coffees for listening to this, they'll spew up. They'll probably spit their latte out.
Is that right
now. Yeah. I'm pretty good. I feel like I'm pretty good.
Is that right?
I'm better than M, put it that way.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm happy to take her on. Like, granted,
I'm enjoying this episode. I'm just throwing it.
She's very good at making dumplings and stuff, and she's like a better cook than you.
No,
I know we are. But if you want us to make you some coffees, I'm happy to just show everyone up on the machine.
Fair enough.
I've made so many coffees.
I haven't been offered one for a while, so we'll see how that goes.
Do you want me to make you one?
No, I just like to be offered.
Huh?
Like to be offered.
Yeah? I just know that you normally have the one coffee per day. You just started drinking hot drinks. I was like, maybe you just need to
Years ago now, mate. It's nearly a decade of hot drinks.
Yeah, but why didn't you? Because your daddy didn't, did he? Daddy didn't drink hot drinks, so you're like, I'm not drinking them either.
I just didn't need them.
Huh?
I never really like the taste of coffee.
No.
I think coffee's an acquired taste, like beer.
Yeah. Do you remember your first beer?
When your first beer, I was like, ooh, this isn't for me.
Yeah?
I still don't really like the taste of beer.
Nah, VB, bro.
You like the taste of beer? I'm not a massive
My grandpa, before he died, we used to go in over all the time, and he would just give me a sip from his glass, and I would have been about 7.
Yeah?
Yeah, 7, 8. Like, younger, yeah.
Perfect.
Just having a little sip, I was like, I love this
it's
taste.
It's like the Europeans that have, like the French.
Yeah.
Like half a glass of red wine at lunch.
Yeah, that's gross, isn't it?
That's a good life, isn't it?
I just feel like life's hard. You should be allowed to have some fun.
Yeah.
And you can start young. So if Tilly wants a mud shake at 3,
oh,
I'm sorry,
three.
But Tilly...
I don't know about bringing her over to Uncle Locke for some babysitting.
Or Dom's. Go to Dom's house.
Yeah.
Do a bit of karaoke. How you been, all right?
Yeah, it's long weekend, mate.
Yeah.
Final day. Today is actually a public holiday.
It
so
is.
The people who are listening, well done. You got the day off.
Do you reckon they're sleeping?
Not eating meat today, most people.
That's a crazy one, isn't it?
Mum doesn't like it. Something's not open on one of these days.
Good Friday. Normally there's not much open.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
I just feel like not everyone's religious.
Yeah.
It's open pretty much on Christmas Day.
I just want the holidays of the religion. I don't want to actually convert or anything.
Yeah.
You know? Like, just give us all the benefits.
Saying, don't baptize me.
Don't baptize me, but I'll have them.
I'm excited for some chocolate. I'm excited more for the Easter egg hunt. I feel like Matilda wasn't really that. She's just over one. Wanted a bit last year. So, like, didn't really get it. This year, she's going to love finding the eggs.
Yeah.
Really excited.
Because she never has chocolate, so this is the one time of year that you're like,
we've been letting up a little bit.
You can have half a Tim Tam, Tilly.
It's part of her toilet training.
Yeah?
Rewards.
Reward her with chocolate. System.
Yeah.
It's like a dog, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do
the same thing with you sometimes too. We'll go out for lunch, get some Hungry Jacks if you do the right thing.
If we have a good podcast, you can have a curry cup.
Yeah.
What's the go with the carry cups at the moment?
They've changed them.
Burger bites. Yuck.
Oh, no one's buying.
What the fuck?
No one's buying burger bites.
No.
Fried burger bits. That sounds sounds like a heart attack. I'm all for Hungry Jack's, but that's not it, is it?
No, it's not it. But before we get into it, what do you think about Friday footy? Good Friday footy. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Does it take away from the telethon and stuff for the kids, you reckon, or not? Or if they incorporate it in with the footy, I think that's good.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
You got to, because then numbers and eyes, people will
watch.
My
opinion is they should just have footy 7 days a week.
Me too.
For the whole season.
Like basketball.
For the whole season.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
Just.
I think they're worried about crowd attendance and stuff. Like Tuesday at the G.
Yeah.
GWS versus Richmond. Who's going to that?
Bad luck. I don't know. They've been doing a good job with the crowds, I've heard.
Yeah, off to a flyer.
So I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but
maybe
from a
recorded this. Maybe I'm wrong.
From a viewer experience, I feel like there's ways that you could do it better. Like gather round, for example, like back to back games or something. Imagine buying a ticket to go, hey, I'm gonna go watch a double header.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Ticket's $90, huh?
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not going to it anyway. Watch on TV.
You actually said you prefer to watch things on TV than actually go, wouldn't you?
I like the commentary.
Yeah. Do you really?
Yeah.
You like hearing other people's takes on
not
things?
Really, not really.
Like, I was going to say, you hate
I
that.
Just want to be able to watch it until the games, and then I'll just turn it off, watch something else.
Yeah. Attention span of a peanut.
Otherwise, if I have to go to the full game, then I'm there.
Yeah.
You know, when someone's blown out by 10 goals and I don't care.
And you're with someone else and they want to stay, you're like,
yeah, oh, we're going out for a drink after this. Oh, fuck.
No. You hate that, don't you?
I'm just fair.
You are the opposite of a social butterfly. You're a caterpillar.
A bit over the top, but I am not really that interested
in doing anything, are you?
At the moment.
Yeah. What makes you happy, you reckon? Honestly, golf?
Golf and going to the beach.
Surfing.
Spending time with family.
Yeah. What else? Other things?
Things I used to like doing as much, like the idea of like going out to a bar and pubs and that.
We got Liz's birthday Saturday, so
that'd be good. No, but that's fine because that's friends and family. Yeah. That's I like that.
For 2 hours or something, yeah.
Yeah, it's 2 o'clock. Bring them to
so you'll be out by 4:30. I probably won't even see you.
I'll
be rolling up a bit late, but it'll hopefully we have a good time.
Yeah. I think we'll have a good time, mate. I'll have a good time. It's a good list this week.
Is it?
Good
list. You're trying to move things on, aren't you?
I'm just trying to get into the thank yous. There's a few new faces on the thank yous.
Hey, look. Give some shout outs. Don't worry about it. Hopefully they listen. They don't
new
just.
Faces on the thing. New faces on the.
New people.
New people on the list.
New people on the suggestion list.
Yeah, there you go.
Brain is working. So, someone new. Bridget Gale, former guest 2 weeks ago.
Go check it out.
Yeah, my little darling. Huh?
You're funny.
You know, you're funny. Your brain's melting at the moment, isn't it?
It's working hard.
She had one, Jacob Allardy's bathwater. Didn't make the list, but think it's funny. Remember that? Saltburn? Have you seen Saltburn? I see. Yeah, we couldn't have done it because
I'm not
really good.
Not up to date.
It's crazy stuff. For people who've watched Saltburn, they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
there's a weird bar scene there, which I feel like you'd love.
All right.
Because you love bars.
It's hard to give me the context. I've got no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, but her other suggestion made the list, so she'll be happy. Next on the list, Bold Side, Shelley Johnson. She made the list this week.
Well done.
Yeah, she'd be happy with that. Nicole Lamb made the list this week. Congratulations. Fiona Marie Mraz, she come in hot with a few, and a couple of them have made the list this week. Ness Gordon, you really wanted her suggestion, so I was like, no worries, we'll put that in. Timothy James, I think we've done your suggestion before, but love your brother. Doing
our
some good
shores.
Stuff.
Hard work, I reckon.
Yeah. I don't mind it, though, because it's like my procrastination thing. If I know I need to do something, I'm like, I'll do the house work first.
Fair enough.
Josh Lange. I fucked that up again, but whatever. He made the list this week, so he'll be happy. Kay Hicks, 101, give her a follow, doing some good things in the Hicks family household. She made the list this week. You're like, mummy makes the list. Yeah. You said that, didn't you?
Yeah, I said it like that too.
Yeah, you did. Dan Remy, XYZ. His one didn't make the list, but it's funny. Moving to the Middle East.
Oh.
We're doing it wrong, apparently.
Should be out. Should be off we go.
Yeah, we should go. What else? Bolt Blue Constructions. We've already done this, brother. Slides and Socks. OB & Co. Can't get any hotter. Life of Gabbis. Thank you very much. Your suggestion didn't make the list, but it kind of did in
adapted
a different way.
It. We adapted.
Next on the list, another newcomer, Gen Z. Made the list.
Well done.
Hey, first suggestion.
Double.
Let's get
up.
It going. Yeah. And there was another person with the same suggestion, and that was Miles Matho.
I've seen a few people out in the streets, and they're worried. They're concerned.
Hey, Hicker, you made a suggestion. It didn't make the list because it was double dipping, and we've already done it before. But do you have a story or anything? Or
no,
you just,
no, I just,
you
I was
just
like,
liked
oh,
it.
Double dipping. Yeah. Maybe it was on an ad or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're a double dipper, aren't you? Shreddy Eddie didn't make the list this week, but I learned something from him because he sent us the Up and Goes Facebook memes on their Instagram page. And that. They're actually quite good.
There you go.
I don't know if you should suss that out. And last on the list, but definitely not least, Sorbet Weather. He's my favourite, I reckon.
Yeah?
Him and your mum.
I can thump it down anymore. Sorry about your ears.
Hey, number one on the list, let's go. Humility. You like it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's always good to see when people have a bit of humility about who they are, what they do.
Definitely? I'm going
to
look at
it's like being humble.
Yeah.
That's how I'm
the quality of having a modest or low view of one's importance.
Yeah.
I like to play it down in a funny way where it's obviously not true, you know? Like I like to go like the full, oh yeah, I'm not important, but it's the opposite.
Some people go,
yeah,
far.
He definitely is important.
Sometimes people, I think it's like authentic humility, good.
Yeah.
Like, oh, when people like know they're shit hot and they try and downplay it, that's rank.
Oh, it's not that big. It's not that big.
Yeah, yeah. Ew, that's yuck too.
Yeah.
I'm going to say hot though. Have modest, to say hot.
I like, you know who had a good balance of this? What's his name? Clint Bartram.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he was a good deflector.
That's a good backlink. Always, audio backlink. Go back, check our episode out with Clint from 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah, 3 weeks or something like
that. Go and check it out.
But he, I like the way he does it. He deflects and brings, he talks about other things, you know. You're right.
Yeah, I really like it. I really
eyes
like
on
Clint.
Me. Eyes on me.
Come hey, on. I'm just trying to figure out.
Are we
out
doing what, a pod or? Yeah, come on.
That's all I got.
Is that it?
I
like done.
Humility. Yeah, it's
something
not really,
that you don't have,
it
though.
Made the list, but it's like, what more can you say?
I just feel like you are not humble, especially on the golf course. You're like a sore winner. Every time, even that we play a little putting comps, you just turn into some, I don't know, it's like a savage, but in a real like, ooh, brother, you know?
That's just, it sounds like you're more of a sore loser than I'm a sore winner.
Oh, as soon as you play one good shot, you start trash talking. It's
really?
The funniest thing ever.
Is that right?
Yeah, it is. You're a sore winner and a sore loser.
I don't,
we can't stop playing until Robbie wins.
I just don't think you like competition.
I love competition.
Yeah?
When I win.
Yeah, well, that's what it seems like. Maybe that's why we shouldn't compete anymore.
Because I win a lot.
Because you don't. And then you're obviously a bit of a sore loser and it hurts.
I think the thing
mentally.
This thing that stings you the most is when we do round the world goal kicking. And I've beat you a few times and you're just like, this can't happen, can it?
This can't happen,
in your dreams, you're just like, come on.
I'm
highly skilled. I'm a former AFL athlete. You know?
Yeah.
I can't be letting this pleb from Jakarta beat me in around the world.
Sometimes I do feel like that, yeah.
Yeah, and then you're just like, it's like when I beat you on the golf course, you're like, I don't know how that happened. It's like, I do. Don't act so fucking surprised.
I am surprised.
You're just like, how did I shoot an 11 the other day?
I did shoot.
Hey, let's get into that. You did shoot an 11. Your brain was melting. I don't know if we said this on the pod, but this is the funniest shit ever. When we played last week or something like that.
I got really stuck. There was a crowd there too. It was like,
it was crazy.
Ball hit a tree, then back into a tree, went almost knocked me out, hit the tree and rebounded back, 50 metres backwards.
Yeah.
Tried to hit it over the trees, hit the tree, got dropped down.
Yeah.
Whacked it out, hit a pine cone went right angles right. Like nothing was going.
And then, people in front of us were like trying to let us through because
they
were just
all right.
Yeah, well, they saw me and they're like, fuck, these boys are good. And then you come up with an 11. They're all watching. I think they're on a bucks do.
Yeah.
And then they watch you tee off on the next hole and you go, I couldn't even gather.
You know what's crazy?
Thoughts.
What? Had an 11 on the scorecard and still got the W against you.
You played all right all the other holes, but I'm telling you, pressure is not something that goes well with you.
Is that what you're saying?
A little bit.
Yeah.
In a sporting context, I reckon. Well, that hurts him. I can see his heartbreak like Ralph Wiggum. Huh?
All right.
All right, next on the list, mix and matching brands, like activewear.
This is ill, brother.
This is disgusting.
You're known doing this. You wear the Adidas pants and the Puma hat and all the other stuff. I just don't think that's...
I think it's acceptable if you can't really see the logo on... Like, if you can only see one big logo, I feel like that's all right. But if there's two big logo, like Jamie was rocked it at the golf comp on Sunday... He rocked all the Nike stuff, but then he had like an Adidas hat or and it was just like, what's going on?
You're a bit confused.
You hate this. This is one of your pet peeves, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't like it. Why? I don't really ever do it, ever.
You're not a fan of big brands though, are you?
No.
I just don't like wearing a logo on your chest.
Small, I just...
Like Dream Big, you got that on now.
I got the Dream Big shirt on, but that's one of the few things. It definitely feels like a work uniform at times, but... The double brands, the big logos and stuff. I think some people really like that feeling.
Like of all the different ones.
Yeah, or like they just like...
They go colour over, over brand.
I'm branded to the eyeballs. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't want to feel like I'm not a cow. You know, you'd have to brand me.
Yeah. I'm pissing all over you.
Yeah, little brands,
give me a good cut.
Small brands, that's okay.
Yeah.
Mix and match.
Yeah.
No, no good.
What about like the ones who are sponsored by a few different things? Like they got the shoe sponsor and then they got the like the...
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, you can rock that.
If you get them for free. You can
What if you get all your shit for free? Can you mix and match?
Then that's fine.
Hey, Culture King sponsor
you
or something.
Got this for free, yeah.
Hey, one person we know who loves free stuff, who always rocking it down at Coles and that, is our friend Hamish, isn't it? He loves the Nike stuff. He likes wearing the Aussie Don. He always makes sure Liz gets him an extra pair of like... Like XL shorts and stuff.
Hey, mate, you're not on the team.
He's the masseuse. Yeah. Traveling part of the entourage.
Should have landed, Diddy.
Anyway, a mix and matching brands. I'm going to say not big logos, but whatever, a little bit. You know, as long as there's not too
I say,
big.
I'm saying not hot. I know you have to say hot because you do it.
Do I?
Yeah.
Name one example. With what?
Your Adidas pants and your Puma hat.
Pants? What pants?
And you got Brooks shorts or not Brooks shorts?
Canterbury
shorts.
You can't really see the logo though, can you?
No, but I've just rattled off two examples straight away. So feel free to move on.
What's your brand? What's your go-to?
I wear Nike.
Everything, head to toe Nike.
I don't buy other.
You got Adidas socks though.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. I reckon I've seen you with the black.
They're no brand. They're just striped socks. No brand.
So even Nike jocks and stuff like that. No, just things you can see
outside.
Yeah. I've definitely seen you rock Nike, but then you're rocking like a Huff hat with the weed leaves all over it. Going, what's going on there?
That's different.
What's going on with the Gunja hat?
That's different.
you love that for ages.
I've had that hat for about 10 years. You're a professional, bro.
You're on the train and you're going into your job. You're like, what?
I liked it. It's a good fit on the head.
Yeah, but they're brands, bro.
Yeah.
You're rocking that and you're rocking that.
I don't wear it at the moment. I'm going hat free.
But I'm just, yeah. Just started lately. You're pretty happy with your head.
It started to rain outside.
Yeah.
Interesting. Before we started recording, it was like sunny.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Didn't expect any rain.
And the wind's not really firing. So what's going on?
Interesting.
Why does it always rain on me?
What's going on with the weather? It's getting darker. It's starting to rain. Not as warm, cold overnights.
I feel like you love your greys in this kind of weather.
That's heavy rain.
That's heavy rain.
That's interesting.
Is it interesting?
Didn't expect that to happen today.
Yeah. Well, what's today? It's Wednesday.
Yeah. It's humming.
Anyway, let's move on, I reckon. Rip Curl Pro.
You got to go down. I missed out. Matilda was sick this week. She's been up the last few nights with a bit of a cough and vomiting and some other stuff. So
I told Rourke it was because you didn't want to hang out with him. I didn't even mention Matilda.
Kelly Slater was surfing in the early morning heats.
Yeah.
Could be his last time at Bell's Beach.
Yeah.
And you got to go.
It was grouse because there wasn't many people there because it was the first thing on the opening day of comp. And they're definitely going to run because it's like the best conditions. And literally we're walking down and I haven't watched the surfing properly in like maybe 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And all these new guys are just walking past his rocks like almost creaming in his jocks. Yeah, he's like, oh my God, that singer. I'm like, who the fuck are they? You know? But anyway, he was happy. He was very happy. We got a coffee and we got the best seats in there. I don't know if anyone knows, but you can actually sit where you're going down to like, what is it, Winky Pop?
Yeah.
No one sits there and you've got the best view of both and it's just like no one's there. I don't think people think they're allowed there, but best spot in the house. And if you live in Janjuck or Torquay, you get a free pass.
You hadn't changed your license address, is that right?
No, I'm still Torquay on the license.
Don't you have the sticker on the back of the license?
No.
You haven't done that?
No,
haven't done your change of address?
No. So I'm just getting the benefits of that. So
there you go.
If anyone wants a free pass, just hit me up.
You're a liar. I think Rip Curl Pro is hot. It was sad the year they didn't run it. One of the longest running competitions in surfing history. A lot of heritage down here. Looks like an interesting forecast. The rest of the thing would have liked to go on the first day, but I think this is hot.
Oh, can't get any hotter.
Down here, like this is the town's buzzing. They love it down here.
You know what? When I was living in Canada and this was on, I remember seeing it and going, this is what I miss most about Australia. Like this kind of weather, like wintry with like all the surfers down. Like it's a good vibe.
I assume it's like for people who really like, you know, like F1 was on last week.
And people love
the F1.
They love it.
And down here, it's like people love the surfing. Yeah. It's like the best thing ever.
Do you like the F1?
The local kid, the guy called Tully Wiley, he won his elimination round. So he's still in the competition. He got through.
Yeah.
Like you can see like from all like the locals' perspective. I think that's not many other sports in the world.
Yeah, Joe Van Dyke and that, I remember he entered. Yeah, he's from around here.
Not many people get an opportunity to be just like, hey, I'm the local dude around here and now I'm surfing in the competition against everyone else. That's cool.
Yeah, it's crazy. And the fact that all the athletes just walk through the crowd and stuff, I feel like that's cool. Because everyone can just walk past anyone. It's like, no, not many sports do that. But F1, I'm seeing everyone going. I think it's got to do with the Netflix bandwagon stuff. Well, whatever a little bit. You know, like I feel like F1. If it's bringing people there. But I remember going
They broke school. The attendance record.
Yeah. It's a bit boring for me.
Because very loud.
Yeah, and you're saying, fuck, I'm like, I'm not really a car dude, you know?
Yeah, you didn't get your license until you're 28.
Nah, I know, but I'm sure it's like a festival now and you don't go, it's like going to the race and you don't really go for that, yeah, do you? Yeah, you just go get, have a good time, but yeah. Anyway, I like the Rip Curl Pro. I reckon it's unreal. It's hard when they change it though from Bells. If it goes to Winky, you can't really go there and watch, can you?
Yeah, it's not as much. Not
and
as
then they go to Joanna, don't they? If
they haven't been there for about a decade.
Haven't they?
Nah.
They used to go there a little bit though, didn't they? Whenever it was shit.
I reckon they've been maybe like 3 or 4 times the last 20 years.
Really?
Yeah.
But that's the other place that they go, isn't it?
Right down the coast, yeah.
Do you reckon they'd ever do Torquay Point or anything?
Never.
Never?
No.
Why?
Because it's not the right conditions.
True.
Lucky you're not the contest director.
Who is? They're normally former surfers, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Not you. I'm going to say Rip Curl Pro's hot.
Yeah, can't get any hotter. All right. You're hoping to bump into Kelly, aren't you? Because you love him. He's your hero.
I would like to see him surf. I don't really care about bumping into him in the thing.
We're saying, would you get a photo with him if you walked past him? Would you say, hey, Kelly, love your work?
No.
You wouldn't just say, thanks for all the years. You're the man.
No, just say, hey, bro, he's in his competition. He's probably surfing later on. Just let him walk past and focus on what he's trying to do.
Yeah, so you wouldn't interrupt his day. You wouldn't interrupt his day.
Nah, I'm not a crazy Nuffy fan. Like, you go down to the Brisbane Lions training. No, down there asking them to...
That's not true. But when we rocked up, we were just walking. And then right up the top near the car park, there was this dude had a camera. And we were like, oh, that's a bit odd. Like, he's getting some good photos, whatever. Me and Rock just stand there. And turn around as John and like his crew. Oh no, they must be filming a doco.
Yeah, yeah.
And Rourke, I could see him. He's starting to shake.
Did he say
I go,
hi?
Go over and say hi. He's like, oh, I'm not doing that. He said he's like you. He goes, I'll never go up to anyone. I don't care. I'm like, you guys just think you're so cool.
It's so not. So cool. We just have respect.
You can still be polite. You're like, oh, you go, if you saw him in a bar, you just buy him a beer. I was like, yeah, here's a beer. You're the man.
Get out of their life, mate. Just because you like their sport doesn't give you a right to infiltrate their life.
Yeah, but they're there. Sure, you've watched this person. You're like you're obsessed with Kelly Slater.
You're
like
a virus, mate.
But you're obsessed.
No one asked for you, but someone's going to get you.
No, but you've had posters of this guy. You've watched him all the things. So you just look at him and just walk past.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's enough. Hey, I saw Kelly today.
I saw Kelly today.
If I was lucky enough, I've entered some competition, got to go out for a coffee and whatever. That
or
would be,
like your brother-in-law, Sam, play golf with him.
Yeah, that's a great story. Yeah.
Should we ask him on the pod?
Yeah.
Would you like that?
Yeah.
Would you talk to him then?
Of course.
Huh?
In a setting like that, that would make sense.
So even if you saw him at Bomboris?
Bro, you asked me last week, you asked me all these things. I'm not doing it. I'm not saying.
That's your worst fear, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not
going is that a big ick for you?
Going up to random people.
Like if we had a challenge and you lost the challenge or whatever, I reckon that would be my thing to you. Approach a celebrity and ask for a photo. Yeah, because I know deep down you would hate that.
Yeah, I would, for sure.
Next on the list. Ankle socks, hot or not? Do you like them?
I haven't worn ankle socks in over a decade.
You don't have the pins for them though.
In over a decade, I haven't worn ankle socks.
Yeah. You wear the big long ones and you wear two.
Quarter socks.
You like the big skate fit, don't you?
I just feel like a bit
half
snug,
the shin.
A bit more snug on the Achilles.
Does it make you look taller too? Is that like an illusion too that you try and
look a bit shorter?
With the sometimes. Tall socks? And you wear the backpack on, you look about 10.
Yeah.
When you got the, and you I'm wear right. the Terry toweling. I still remember that photo of you with the backpack out the front of the office. I
loved it, bro.
Everyone was like, this guy's like 10.
I don't care.
No,
that's the
good.
Thing.
No, it's good.
Care factor. No, I don't care. Ankle socks.
Yeah.
You like them?
Yeah. Yeah. I still wear them, but I like you. I like to mix and match with the longer, like crew. Are they called crew?
Crew length? Socks. Yeah,
yeah, crew socks. Sports socks, like the longer ones. But remember the bellies? The belly shoes where you'd wear the boat shoes and they're like under the ankle.
Yeah, I know.
Did you ever rock them?
Like the invisible socks?
Yeah, did you ever rock
them? I had them for a while.
The cotton on
when everyone was like, oh, you're not meant to be wearing socks. For a while, I didn't wear socks.
Yeah, yeah, I was the
and
same.
And my feet stuck.
And then turned brown. The soles were brown straight away.
People were like, hey, I think your feet stink. What's that smell? Oh, it's your feet. Ew.
Just go get some belly socks. $5, pack of three.
Yeah, yeah.
But do people still rock that now, you reckon?
I think so. People would still have
that. That's a look. A lumbra. You know,
I reckon
that's a nightclub look still. Like the boat shoes and the chinos and that. I feel like people still rock that.
I think so, yeah.
I feel like that's still probably the look though. If you're rocking chinos and like that loafer type.
You can get away with it.
You probably don't want to wear the big crew, do you?
Smart casual, mate.
Weird.
Smart casual.
I like ankle socks, especially playing sport and beating your ass, playing golf and having a kick in that.
Yeah, yeah.
I look good.
Is that right?
You know my legs look good, don't you?
At times.
They're good. That's the best part about me, I reckon. My brown pins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're not that muscly, but they're not skinny. They're just perfect, aren't they?
Fucking hell.
Huh?
All right.
Is that true? Just tell me it's true.
Sometimes.
What do you mean sometimes?
At times they look all right.
When don't they look all right?
I'm not studying them.
You know what I mean? But I get them out for you every day.
You like to
watch. I wonder if Rob's going to comment on my calves today.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't like drama from Entourage. Anyway, ankle socks, I'm going to say hot. You're going to say?
Not hot.
Not hot. All right, next on the list, buzz cuts. Hot. But I think for you, I'm glad you don't have the buzz cut now because it didn't suit your personality. You were too aggressive. You're too hardcore. Like, yeah, romper stomper, like psycho. You look professional now.
Yeah, a little bit more length.
But in general, buzz cuts are hot.
Just not for me.
Just not for you.
Yeah.
Don't you reckon? You agree?
Yeah, I like having a bit more hair.
When you done it, I was like, that's a cool change up. But then it's like, now you got that hair. I'm like, that's probably the perfect length. Because remember when you used to have it long and it just looked fucking...
A bit messy, yeah.
Sometimes when you done it up, it looked good. But, and then now though, I'm just saying, you're peak hicker.
Thanks, mate. I reckon appreciate you saying nice things. Buzz cut, I'm going to say not hot.
You don't like it.
I like the change up last year of just having something different and the freedom of not having to dry your hair and that, which I assume that you've had for a while now with no hair.
Yeah, but it's harder than you think because I'm always shaving it. So it's like more maintenance and stuff.
Let it grow a little bit.
Nah, it looks bad, bro. It looks bad. Bad and sad.
Bad and sad?
It's ugly. If I go 2 days without doing it, like now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I look at, how old do you think I look without it? Honestly. Give your thoughts.
You should grow it out. All right.
I'll grow it out.
grow it out a bit more.
Nah. You know I'm hanging on.
Yeah.
Like Julian Wilson.
I don't know, yeah. Shave it up.
Buzz cuts. I reckon chicks look good with shaved heads too. I reckon it can really fucking bring out the facial features, you know. You can't hide with a buzz cut. If you're an ugly man and you're rocking a buzz cut, it's going to show everything.
Yeah.
It's like an unexposed like rock, you know. It's just like sharp edges and just... brutal
shaped heads, yeah. Different shaped heads.
I feel like I've got like an Elmer Fudd head, you know, so it's like a bowling ball, so it kind of suits it.
You do a little bit,
don't you reckon?
Yeah,
like yours is a bit pinny. I feel like it could be. That's why you're lucky that you got a nice, like, girthy.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
It's very grey now, though, isn't it?
It's getting grayer.
Is it grayer than Jamie?
Grayer by the day.
Do you feel it even in your beard? It's a mix of ginger and grey now, isn't it?
There's more greys coming out in the beard, yeah. It's aggressive,
yeah. Did you know you were always going to go grey? Your dad.
Yeah, I just...
Did you speak to your dad about it when he went grey? What age and how did you deal with it? Did he ever dye it or anything like that?
Nah, I don't know how... His brother went grey earlier.
Yeah.
But I just don't really know the case here with the greyness. You know, I think...
Surely in your head at 18, you're going, fuck, I'll be grey soon.
I had greys early. So I had like... I reckon I got my first grey probably when you started first losing your hair.
Yeah. 17, 16...
Maybe, I don't know, like 18 maybe.
Yeah.
Saw a few greys. I was like, what? I'm not meant to have grey hairs already.
Well, just thank God you're going grey, not bald. That's all I'll say.
Yeah?
Yeah. George Clooney. Clooney.
All buzz right. cuts.
I'm going to say hot. Next on the list, visors. Did you ever rock them?
I don't mind the look. Maybe I'm going to bring it to the golf course.
Really?
The oversized visors.
Oversized?
Have you seen those ones?
No, what are they?
You'd like the look. I feel like it's very oversized golf visor. You should write that in. Yeah. You'd like that's made for you.
Oversized golf.
Oh, not really, because you get the bald head, so it'd sort of get burnt.
It's not made for me, man. No, because I was going to say the tan line would not be good.
They're like really big brim. The brim's enormous.
At least you're protected.
You're typing away. You're very loud on the keys. Oh, yeah.
I get that.
I like visors. I think they're hot.
I think it'd suit your style. Yeah. Laying things up, not really trying for distance.
Do winners wear visors?
it actually does look good. Shelley Johnson suggested it.
Yeah.
I used to rock them all the time when I was working at Jetty Surf. I used to have them all the time. I think I had a Quicksilver one.
I had a few visors as kids for sure.
Yeah, that's Winston. I think someone's at the door, so he's just losing his mind. Give me 2 seconds. All right, he's still barking, but we've shut the door, so whatever.
Yeah, he can't.
I'll deal with that later.
We can't hear it.
Visors, give him a treat for...
Visors, you know, are hot. What's the next one on the list?
I'm going to say... Leftovers for guests is the next one on the list.
Ooh.
This is something that you've done for me, actually. You've come around with some... is it cannelloni?
Cannelloni.
Spinach and ricotta.
Spinach and ricotta cannelloni.
I was like, what is that? And you were desperate to give it to me. You were like...
I'd say it's less... It sort of counts as leftovers, but it was more like... hadn't been touched.
Yeah. If it's dripping and it doesn't look like it was made...
We
like,
made
I
two...
Really,
I made two... Yeah. Two...
separate trays.
Trays of cannelloni, thinking that we might have... the second tray the night after.
But we didn't eat. I had one big one. And
eyes bigger than your belly, or were you thinking of us?
No, I was thinking of myself first. Yeah. And then I realized that, oh, the big tray is probably going to get, we'll get two nights out of the big tray.
Yeah.
So I had a, so technically it was almost like having a third tray. And I said, hey, would you like a free dinner?
Yeah. And you were just like, I've had pasta four nights in a row.
We'd had spaghetti two nights before that in a row. So I was just like, I can't have five nights of pasta.
But it was light and fluffy.
Yeah.
It was actually like very nice, to be honest.
And which is hard because you're a fussy eater.
And you know, like I'm hard to please, and you just came around and just bought us a treat. Really?
And you liked it?
Yeah, Tails loved it. I liked it. Perfect. Honestly, wasn't heavy, which I was surprised because it's like cheese and
still tastes nicer, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Nutmeg.
Did you? Is it nutmeg? Is that the secret?
Nutmeg in the ricotta.
But the pasta's so soft.
Yeah. It's baked in sauce.
Oh man, I was just like, this is crazy. Surely Em's got to get like cooking and like, can you do, she can start doing that, yeah?
Salad, spinach and ricotta cannellonis.
And lasagnas and shit and dumplings. Yeah,
It'd be good. It'd be a lot of effort.
Yeah.
But people, I reckon people would eat it.
Love the food.
I like her home cooking. Home cooking's underrated. We cook every night.
Yeah.
And now when I have takeaway, especially around here, we don't have the best takeaway options.
No.
And I get it. And
it's very highway takeaway. Yeah.
I'm very disappointed because I'm like, this is crap.
Yeah.
Like if I'm going to pay $50 for a takeaway for a dinner or whatever, unless it's like fish and chips, I can get fish and chips is sort of not really. Like,
it's a bit expensive now though.
I think so it is too. But if I'm getting like even like Indian or Asian and that, and I'm like, oh, this is just like just okay.
Yeah, where you feel like you can make that at home.
I can make a good fried rice. I can do a pretty good stir fry. Like
your fried rice is, oh my God, it's soft.
Yeah, we might get that next week. You never know. If you're lucky, you might get that next week.
And you love cooking things in the slow cooker too, don't you?
I've been in the slow a little bit lately. That's sort of where I've been stepping in when I'm doing meals. Less like it's a start of the day things. You know, if M does the cooking, if I'm working or whatever, and then but if it's my turn, I might try and get something in the slow cooker in the morning.
What about like half eaten leftovers from someone else? Are you keen on that? Like they've chowing down in the takeaway container. It's been in the fridge.
No.
You're not doing that?
I'll eat leftovers off your what about like half a parma or something. If you go, I'm not eating the rest of this parma.
Like hot and fresh now.
Yeah, not someone else's leftovers. No way.
No.
Because I don't know how it's like double dipping. I don't know if they've how clean it's been. Whereas you got a tray that still had alfa around it. No one just needed
to like turn prep the oven. For us. It was good. That's how you give leftovers.
It was hand-delivered, mate.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to say hot because it was yummy. Next on the list, circuit training.
Well, you got a bit of a story here.
I think I've said it, though. I don't know.
Do you like circuit training hot or not?
I hate circuit training.
Me too.
I hate it. You hate it too.
This comes back down to the thing is like everyone's just trying to find connection and they're trying to get out there and do their thing.
Yeah.
And everyone tries to convince us to come and do this stuff. How often do we say, you should come down and do this. You should come. It's like, no, I'm not coming. I'm not coming.
Join the gym with me.
Yeah. Like come and like we're all support each other through our 45 minute training sessions and we work hard and then we get a coffee afterwards and it's like, I don't want to go.
You don't want to go. You've got enough friends.
I didn't really like that aspect of footy training where I had to do it as a profession.
Yeah.
You're not getting me there as a volunteer. That's how I feel.
I think circuit training is different to like something like Pilates and yoga. It's not really.
We're talking about like F45. It's like any of those things. You go down there, group fitness. That's how I see it. 45-minute circuit, one station to the next station. But I feel like
group fitness for us is playing golf. It's going for a kick in there.
That's a group fitness, yeah.
So I'd say, but like...
circuit training in the gym.
For chicks though, what do they do? This is probably perfect for them, isn't it?
Why?
Because
they can play golf. They can go for kicking.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying like...
a sexist pig, huh?
No, I'm just saying like, if you're going to do yoga and Pilates and that, that's a connection piece. It's just, there's more people.
Yeah. Circuits, I think circuit's more like weight training though.
Oh yeah,
the one that and then
like the one body fit near me when they keep texting trainer. Me. The guy who owns it,
yeah,
not even the person who's running.
He hated
the
your technique of everything.
Well, he's just standing right next to me the whole time, watching me with my form, saying, "Oh, it's not." I go, "Mate, I'm never coming back. Just fuck off." Yeah, like honestly, I just want to fade into the background. Like I'm not doing this.
I think circuit training's got it's a fad.
Yeah,
and it's gonna go.
You reckon?
We can't just like there's too many gyms.
Yeah,
there's too many of these. Sign up and. Pay $55 a week, you know? Prices are crazy.
Yeah.
You buy a gym membership for like, you can get certain gyms like $5 a week.
Is that like council gyms and stuff?
No, like Derrimut, Everett West. Derrimut, Everett West. Really? Yeah, that was $5 a week.
Isn't that like a tough gym where all the big...
Yeah, they sell steroids in the car park.
But I feel like the one near us, what is it? The Armstrong...
Anytime Fitness, $20 a week.
Is it?
Yeah.
But I feel like I don't know if I'd get my value. I'd probably go once a month.
You're not going to get
your value. I reckon there's so many people who just have gym memberships and don't go just to say they have
a gym. I had that for a while. Snap Fitness, Keeler Road. Didn't end it for a while just because I was like, I might go back. I'm a yo-yo dieter.
But do you like busy gym? I get intimidated. There's all these big boys around swinging the iron and I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing.
No, I want to pay $5 a week and walk into an empty gym.
Yeah.
Where do I find that?
24/7 gyms, I reckon.
Yeah, but and going at like down here, at the 24/7 gyms, they're still busy. There's a lot of group training places.
Yeah.
And there's not that many like old school gyms that we're talking about.
Yeah.
So the 24/7 ones.
Like the recreations.
They're jam packed. They've got so many members.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that's convenient, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, I want to get up at 5 and go.
Go when I want.
Tell me when to go. I'm going to say not hot though, circuit training. No way. Next on the list, you wanted it on the list, tech summits.
They're out and about at the moment. There's
what's
a lot
a
of
summit?
Events.
What's a summit?
It's just an event.
Like a conference.
Conference.
What's the definition of a summit?
Well, you organised one with Wishlist, didn't you?
I probably should know.
Summit. It's just a...
It's the highest point of a mountain.
It's just a business conference, mates, where the minds are coming together to discuss in a...
It's a pinnacle gathering, bringing together professionals across various technology sectors.
Yeah, it's just an event.
It's just a fancy
word for event. They get some good guest speakers.
Yeah.
I think that there's a lot of them at the moment. The last few years, I feel like there's too many people trying to make mediocre events.
Yeah.
There's not that many that are blowing me away at the moment.
You want someone to just take over.
It's just a bit like we do pods and other people have pods and people got newsletters and people do LinkedIn lives and panels. And I think we got to the point, especially post-COVID, where make it worth people's time.
Yeah.
Don't do a panel with a bunch of mediocre speakers that the content already exists and it's like, I don't want to pay $150 to come listen to that person talk.
Blow me away.
A little bit.
Blow me away. Do you reckon they've got lazy with some of these things? It's just like, you can't be having that. Music lineups.
Yeah, everyone's so desperate to be involved in every event and network and do all this other stuff, but it's exactly the same as a music lineup.
Mm.
If you bring a bunch of artists that no one's ever heard of before and expect to sell out your tickets, you're dreaming.
Blow me away.
Make it worth our time.
Make it worth our time. Yeah. Bring in the heavy hitters if you're going to do stuff like that.
Or do things smaller, like do things more smaller, more intimate. Don't have to make it like out like it's a massive thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, that's my little...
Do you reckon it's just like self-awareness?
I just think everyone's trying, but there's too many... I think there's too many cooks in the kitchen at the moment, the tech summits.
You reckon?
Yeah, none of that good.
It's like charities, just all join and do it together.
I reckon maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, some of the... wasn't as many out there, so I feel like the events had a bit more...
weight behind them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Paws Fest did a good job back in the day, and now it's like the Paws Awards and that, but the actual fest before all these other stuff come out, that was the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Anyway.
All right. What are you going to say?
I think hot still, but just done well.
Done my way.
Not my way. I'm not organising a
tech summit. Done the way I like it.
Huh? Not organising a tech summit. I'm not going to a tech summit.
Have you ever been on a summit?
Yeah, a few.
Have you?
Yeah.
You wear the lanyard and that? I'm Robert from
here
such
I am,
and such.
Shake a few hands, kiss a few babies.
Did you?
I don't know.
They go, is that Robert Funny Business? Yeah. Hey, next on the list, last on the list, from your mum, you wanted it on. You said, Mummy, this is going on. Dream interpretation.
You ever think about this stuff?
I don't
dream that much.
No, I haven't had a dream in a few years, but the last one I remember, because normally the good ones you can't remember. You wake up straight away and you're just like, what the fuck has happened? But the one dream that I have, it just sticks out in my mind, is the San Francisco Bridge or whatever, the Golden Gate Bridge. Me jumping off into a sea of crabs with the Wayans brothers, from White Chicks.
That's weird.
And I was like, that's just been a dream. Like, stuff like that, that's what I'm dreaming about. That those sort of things. So I feel like, what is that?
Dreams are just your subconscious. So I feel like sometimes I have very vivid dreams. Yeah. Most of the time.
Like on a roller coaster and you wake up and you're like, oh.
Or like, I have a lot of like.
You're getting chased.
Yeah, like crazy.
Nightmares. You have night terrors? Like, do you really?
And shit, yeah.
How often?
No, I haven't had one for a while, but sometimes I have them. I mean, like sweaty as, like crazy.
But when was your last one?
A month ago, maybe.
And what, the whole night you're freaking, or it's just that one instant?
It takes me a little bit of time. Then it takes you come. You have to sort of like rattle yourself off. Hey, where am I?
What day have you ever had the opposite, where the dream's way better than your life, and you're like, I don't want to wake up.
No.
So all yours are getting chased, and
I have bad ones. I get bad ones.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know. Usually I don't interpret them, but usually it just means I've got underlying stress, I think.
That's why you got to watch wrestling before bed. It's fun, it's entertainment, it's fluffy, you know.
Just get through that way.
Just get through. What are you watching? But you're watching, like, you're going deep on Twitter.
I started watching Oppenheimer last night.
See that, the bombs and shit, and then you go on to bed.
Well, you went to the movies and saw it. It's coming out on Netflix. Now I'm watching it. Feels like it only just came out in the movies.
Did you like it?
I haven't finished it. It's too long to finish it at night.
It's a long thing.
I like the talking.
I just didn't like the fact that there was no subtitles in the movies. And
I'm subtitled right up.
Oh, yeah. And the noises, you can't really hear them fucking talk, can you?
Well, it's a lot easier watching at home with subtitles.
That's what I was thinking the whole time I was there at the movies.
Wish I was at home.
I can't hear shit. Yeah, so I can fall asleep. I don't know. Everyone's saying it's the best movie of the year and stuff. I don't know about
that. It's pretty good.
It's all right.
In the context of history. Yeah, it's like a doco.
Yeah, but docos are better. Don't you reckon?
This feels like a doco. You don't know.
It's a bit boring. There's so much boring dialogue, I reckon. It's like you could have just deleted that scene. You know? Come on.
I think it's
sharpen it up a bit.
I like it.
It's a TikTok generation.
Yeah, but
it's a 4-hour movie about 3 hours. Bombs and shit. Yeah, come on.
Change the world, mate.
Yeah, I know, but like make it entertaining. Like movies are never the same as the actual story.
Yeah.
Like maybe just pump it up a bit. Good actor. It's too real, you know?
Yeah. You're just a bit bored.
Just a bit bored.
Intellectually.
Yes. I'm not stimulated.
Fair enough.
But I feel that, like, you know, when people say, oh, watch comedies and stuff, I like the dumb, stupid stuff.
Yeah, we shouldn't have gone to Oppenheimer then.
But, like, lots of people
went into the wrong theatre, mate. Yeah, you know, you walked into the wrong movie.
I wanted Barbie. But dream interpretation, I don't know, can you go see people to see what that means? I'm sure they charge $300 a session.
Yeah, you're going
to
go charge your crystals out in front of the moon and then listen to what
this
it means.
This is what your dreams are saying. You need money, security,
back in the day, freedom. It's like all the books and all the old, like, Shakespeare. Yeah. If it's all about our dream interpretations, you go talk to
the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's
so you just went on what you were dreaming about.
I think it's sometimes hot, but it's just, you can't.
What did you dream about last night?
Can't remember my last dream.
No? You can't remember the last dream you had?
No.
Do you dream about, like, real life stuff, like any with me in it and stuff?
Sometimes you're in it, but I can't. I honestly can't remember any of the last ones I've had, so it's not like...
No.
But I have them regularly.
I feel like there needs to be an app for dreams. I've said that post before. It's about that should turn tracking dreams them. Into movie scripts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like tracking. Like, why don't they do that in your brain? Like, this is the brainwaves. This is what they're thinking.
Wait for Elon Musk and Neuralink and we'll be there.
Oh, I can't wait. Because I feel like that's where all my best ideas come, in my sleep.
Hey, well, you haven't already. Enjoy your long weekend for Easter and go check out Hannah Ferguson's episode that we dropped on Monday. Big guest coming on Monday. Young Punk.
Upcoming. Hey, I'm going to say we're the scouts, aren't
young
we?
Young Punk recruiters. Doing some good things.
Yeah,
I'm honestly. Excited for this. You left me jacked up after this chat. So again, if you've got some time off on Monday, you'll be able to dig into another episode. Enjoy your long weekend.